There are times when lawmakers hold a public hearing on a proposed bill to a room full of empty chairs, but so many people showed up to speak on this plan that lawmakers had to move the whole crowd to the full assembly chambers. At issue were so-called assisted living facilities run by benevolent organizations. Under current law, these places don't have to pay property taxes. A state assembly proposal would change that for facilities that don't house low-income residents or qualify as a nursing home. Madison resident Earl Thayer and his wife are moving into one of the homes that would be affected. He says his cost of living is already expensive enough with medical bills.
This, plus property taxes and all kinds of taxes, force us to dig ever more slowly but deeply into our nest egg.
But local government officials say the plan is a matter of fairness. Wauwatosa City Assessor Kathleen Islib says the law as it stands now is unfair to seniors who decide to live in their own homes.
They are still paying taxes and they are subsidizing those who live in upscale senior communities.
And city mayors say that the lost revenue from these assisted living homes has to come from somewhere. If it doesn't, they say city services and local schools end up suffering. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.